Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We are going to study the biblical book of Daniel, lesson 6, from arrogance to destruction. Summary. Long before it happened, God had foretold the history of the Babylonian kingdom. He had shown to Nebuchadnezzar this dream of the golden head and the silver breast. And he had shown the king through Daniel, your kingdom will go over to the Persians and Medes. So, you will not live forever, and your kingdom will not live forever. Every kingdom got a certain period of time to show whether it would honor God or not. And after some time, time was over. And then it had to go, to disappear. And the next people had a chance. Would they use the chance? And the same it is with us. People come and go. And one after the other gets a chance. A lifespan. Do we use this chance? Or do we live as we would live forever? Which is not the case, or have you ever seen someone living forever? This lifespan of our life, we do not know how long it is. It's a certain amount of time. And we have a chance and another one. And then it's over. And in this lifespan, God works on us, on our heart, on our mind, and he shows us a lot of things, how we can react. He opens our eyes, and our eyes are opened, and then it's our turn to react in the correct way or in the wrong way. And if you miss the first chance and the second and the third, then it's over. The game is over. These lifespans everybody gets is a chance for you. How long will you have the chance? We do not know the amount of time. We only know we have to use the chance we get. And the chance is now. Jesus is talking to you. He says, I've paid the price for you on the cross of Calvary. My blood pays for your sins. Come to me. Answer to my courtship. Answer with a changing of your lifestyle. Answer by developing new habits of character. And the motive for all these changes can only be love towards Jesus, because he has done so much for us. Thankfulness towards him. He is our loving one in heaven. He is the one who loves you more than you can imagine. He wants to save you. Do you listen to his words? Do you come back to your Savior? It's high time to do so.